help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes, actually 30 minutes of your day, to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're going to hear a sermon now that I just preached yesterday at Island, and it's entitled, You Little Know It All. Catchy phrase. Scripture verse, 1 John chapter 3, where we learn that actually the time is going to come when we and our understanding will be greatly enhanced. John said, for we will know even as we are known. And the Apostle Paul said likewise that in 1 Corinthians 13, 12, he says, now, he says, for we see through a glass darkly, or we see in a mirror by reflection, it says in the New King James. And now we know in part and prophesy in part, but the time is coming when we will know even as we are known. And that's where we're going to be at here today and tomorrow. So this is part one of this message. And again, I thank you for joining us. WGOD Radio, for more on this ministry, you can go to WGODradio.com. You also can download the app, the WGOD Radio app. It's all updated on there. Many sermons are on there. You can give and support financially on there. If you're blessed by this radio program, maybe you could pay it forward and you could sow a little gift into this ministry, because we pay for our airtime, same as everyone else here on the radio. And it's a ministry and expense of Island Community Church, especially, and for myself as well. And if you are blessed by this program, perhaps you'd be willing to do that at this time. So, okay, well, this is going to be part one. Again, this will play today, Monday, and tomorrow. Part one of this message, You Little Know It All. You just got to love this title I got for today, huh? You Little Know It All. I am a little embarrassed. Thursday night, as I was getting ready to leave the radio station, I had to come up with a radio program for Friday to air on WGOD. And that was The Narrow Gate. And Friday morning, as I was getting ready for work, my wife here, Carol, was in the kitchen listening to my sermon. At that time, I heard me use one of my unfortunate, favorite phrases at the time, which was the sniffle virus. And I can remember at the time, because that's going back 2 years now, and at that time I asked the church if they had known or have heard of anyone that they knew who had ever contracted COVID. And not one blessed soul in this church raised their hand. And now here this morning on this 19th day of September, year of our Lord, 2021, I can ask the question, is there anyone here or watching who does not personally know someone that has died from COVID? That's where we're at here now. Now, though that be true, let me ask the question, should we outlaw singing in the church? Should we close the church doors until the virus has completely run its course? See, the answer to both of those, you've given it for me. It's a resounding no. Now get this. You see, it's not our understanding of the Word of God that's faulty, but rather, it's the world events as they play out around us is what's faulty. However, let me encourage you that it won't always be that way. For the time is coming, dare I say soon, as embarrassing as it is to be wrong, let's say sooner than later,
Because for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. That I can say with authority because it's written in the book. But the time is coming when you will be changed. And you'll all of a sudden know everything. Hence the title of the sermon here today. Now we're in chapter 3 of 1 John. Also I want to look at a verse or two, which is where I want to go now, from the Apostle Paul. That's where I want to get started. At the love chapter in the Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is where I want to get started. Chapter 13, verse 12, out of the NIV. Reads like this. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It's on the handout if you don't have a Bible. Chapter 13, verse 12. It says, "For now we see only a reflection as in a mirror, and then we will see face to face. Now I know in part. Then," look what it says, "you little know it all. I will know fully, even as I am fully known." We only know so much. We know what God has revealed to us. Why did our spouse have to leave this world early? Why do little children end up at Arnold Palmer Hospital here in Florida? It says, "For now, we only see a reflection as in a mirror." The King James says, "For now, we see through a glass, darkly." And I love how this verse 12's got one of our favorite American sayings in it. It's "now and then." Now and then. For now, I don't even know what I think that I know. Haven't you ever thought that you knew something only to find out that you were wrong? What a humbling year this has been for me. You see, Solomon wrote, Proverbs 14, 12, that there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end leads to death. Now and then. For now, we only see a reflection as in a mirror. But then we will see face to face. And here's another same verse. It says, "For now, I know in part. But then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known." The time is coming when you are going to know as much as Jesus Christ knows about you. That's how much you'll know. That's good news. All these things we've wondered about our whole lives, all the stresses and all of this evil and bad things that happen in life, finally the time is coming that we are going to know as we are known. Fully known. Praise God, that time is coming. Now, before we get to 1 John here, chapter 3, let me show you when this is going to happen to you. Same book, 1 Corinthians, but chapter 15. I love a good mystery. How about you? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51. "Behold, I tell you a mystery." Mystery in the Bible is one of the secrets of God, something that only God knows. Now revealed to us. "Behold," 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51, it says, "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep." Sleep, let's change that to, "Behold, I tell you a mystery. Hidden for the ages, revealed now. We shall not all die. But we will all be changed." Greek word alasso, means to change the form or the nature of something, just like Jesus when he was on the Mount of Transfiguration. He was changed, and he says he became glistening white. That's going to happen to you sooner than later. I can say for a fact sooner than later, because the Bible says now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. Mark said his clothes became whiter than Crest Cleaners could ever dream of making them. Well, it doesn't say that. Whiter than any fuller could make them. We shall not all die, but will all be changed. Verse 52, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. That is, it's going to happen really fast. Keep reading. At the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound. Boop, boop, boop. The dead will be raised, incorruptible, and we'll all be changed. All right, so maybe you ask, what if the person has already died, if they've already moved on? Answer, this hasn't happened to them yet. That person is alive in spirit form until the day that this happens. This hasn't happened yet. Even if you've already died, this hasn't happened yet. This is going to come up at the rapture that we read about. All right, so now let's move on here to our text in 1 John chapter 3. And let's finally start this sermon. Only kidding. I'm halfway done, at least already. Again, starts with the word behold. That's probably my favorite word in all the Bible, other than justified, is behold. He's calling attention to something. That is, check it out. That is, catch a glimpse now of this spiritual truth I'm going to give you. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Let me say, who's your daddy, church? Check it out, he's saying. Behold, what manner of love God the Father has bestowed on you, that you are a child of God. That's good news. Paul discovers this. He says, what shall we say then? If God be for us, who can be against us? God's on your side. Do I sound like a broken record? Every week I get up here and tell you God is for you. And I'm going to keep doing it as long as there's breath in me. Because everywhere we go, everywhere we turn, this is what we read. What manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Same with you, where he's talking to you. The people out here in the world, they don't know you. They don't know what drives you. They don't know what drives me. They don't understand what's important to you. That's why Paul says, never be in business with an unbeliever, because they don't understand you. Don't be yoked together with an unbeliever. They don't understand what drives you. He says, the world does not know us because the world doesn't know him. They don't understand what compels you to do good. Remember, you are chained to righteousness, we learned, that you're a slave of something. You're either a slave of sin or you're a slave of righteousness, and you serve him. You're chained to something in this world. If you're chained to righteousness, you're compelled to do good. You're compelled to do good. Imagine being in business with an unbeliever. And you hear me on the radio saying we need a new transmitter. And you write a check for $10,000 and send it in. People don't get that. They don't understand you because they don't understand him. The world does not know us because they don't understand what you do with money and how you give it away. How you give it away laughing. Because you got a grasp of 2 Corinthians chapter 9 that says God loves what? Right. Greek word? Hilarion. Not letting the left hand know what the right hand is doing. Laughing as you're giving it away. Freely have you received. There's this axiom that I've learned, and that is, the more you give, the more you receive. That's the way that God works. Funny with money, too. That's why they call it currency. Are you the Dead Sea? Or is money flow through you and go to other people of God that need your support? But other people will never understand that. They don't understand you, and they don't understand him. Or how about sin? You have a problem with sin because they don't understand you have a problem. I mean, I have a problem as a pastor seeing that they just elected a transvestite bishop in California. I've got a problem with that. Who's over 200 churches. 200 churches in California. A man with a dress on. But they don't understand that, you see. So they call me names. They don't understand me because they don't understand him. Or all the evil in the world. How about this one? People don't understand why I don't want to get the vaccine. Because I look at it and it makes my hair stand up on my arms. Because the time is coming, the Bible says, that people are going to be forced to take a tattoo in order to buy or sell. And what I see today reminds me of that. Now, I don't know what it does to you or you, Mr. Unbeliever, but I'll tell you what it does to me. For the first time in 2,000 years, I see Revelation 13 coming to life before my very eyes. That scares me. I don't know about you. It's right, it's happening right and all around us. You see, I get that. But the world does not know us. They don't understand the world, and let's carry that to the next step. When that is the false prophet giving that out, and when that is the mark of the beast, where you lose your soul for all eternity, the world still won't understand. They're still not going to get it. They're going to say, what's wrong with that? They're going to say, just like they're saying to you now. They're saying that to you now. What's wrong with the vaccine? So we tested it for 6 months. What's wrong with it? They're going to say the same thing here in Revelation chapter 13. When this happens, when you are going to be forced to take the mark of the beast, not for religious purposes, but for economic purposes. The mark of the beast is so you can buy and so you can sell, whether that's Home Depot or Publix, Office Depot, or wherever you go. The mark of the beast is an economic mark, not a religious mark. And as much as they don't understand you now, you see, now, back to what started this sermon and the sniffle virus. Oh, maybe I was wrong, and I was wrong when I try to understand the world, but I'm not wrong when I know the time is coming that the government is going to force you to take a mark in order to buy or sell. That I'm certain of. But when I start injecting my own stuff into that, see, that's when I run into trouble. I'm not alone. The Apostle Paul thought Jesus was coming back in his lifetime. Did you know that, Brent? When you read where it says, we will not all sleep, we will be changed. He included himself in that. And he wrote the darn book. He thought the rapture was going to happen in his lifetime. See, the doctrine we know, but the timing and the plans and the mysteries of God, sometimes we're better off just shutting our yap. We only embarrass ourselves. like I did. Back to love and being a child. Take some time today to soak this in. Look at how blown away the Apostle John is by this great truth, which you would not have known were it not for the Holy Spirit of God who moved these men to write these truths down in our Bibles. God wants you to know this morning that he considers you to be his son and his daughter. Think about it. Almighty God, creator of everything, calls you his son and calls you his daughter. I feel bad for all the Stephen Hawkings and the Carl Sagans out there because they just didn't get it. Or as we found out last Wednesday night, maybe they did get it, but they suppressed the truth and unrighteousness. God is your father. That is good news, isn't it? Some people in here and around the world have suffered with evil fathers or runaway fathers that abandoned. How many countless billions of stories have I read and heard about of fathers that abandoned their families or fathers that were just no good so-and-sos? No, when you receive Jesus Christ and call on him as your Lord and Savior, God's your father now. Jesus said, do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven. All right, verse 2. Building on what he just told us. That we who have received his son are the children of God. Because remember, we read Jesus tell us in John 8:44 that those who don't believe are the children of the devil. You are a son of either one of those two in this world. You are either an adopted son or daughter of Jehovah, or you are a son of the devil. That's John 8:44. If you doubt me or you weren't sure about that, he said, you are of your father, the devil, who is a sinner from the beginning. Okay, verse 2. Now, beloved, now we are the children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, then we shall be like him, for we will see him as he is, like they saw him on the mountain. Just like what Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians, when he is revealed, we will be like him. And again, it's encouraging to me that the Apostle Paul didn't know it all either.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. On
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling someday for a crown. In the old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For 'twas that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last die. I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Oh. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. Cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a exchange it someday for a crown.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music, WMIE.
This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station, WMIE, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
That's what this song talks about. Every breath that we breathe, every moment in our history, an effort to praise Him.
Wish I could crash like the waves, or turn like the autumn leaves, in an effort to praise you. I wish I could smell like the forest, the fragrance lifting a mighty chorus, an effort to praise you, an effort to praise you, but I'm